Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to English for You. Hey, who is this man sitting in front of me?
Well, Siobhan, how do you not recognize me? We've been working together for 2 days now.
I'm so sorry. I've just been sitting here thinking about George Clooney and this amazing journey throughout his life.
Well, I may not be George Clooney, but I am Mike, and it's good to be here.
Well, I'm Siobhan, and I'm in another world, a world where George Clooney is the president, vice president, and all the other important things, and we all look up to him. I even have a dollar bill with his picture on it.
Wow, you seem to have so much enthusiasm for this article. I can understand, considering this kind of attachment you've got to George Clooney.
Well, definitely. I mean, the name of the article is Clooney's Journey, and I really feel like we've taken a trip throughout his life. We started out by learning about his family and growing up and all the movies that he's done. It's been a really exciting journey, and I hope that everyone has loved talking about George Clooney as much as I've loved talking about him. So, listeners, let's open up our magazines, and we're going to read about Clooney's journey. In 2005, Clooney was praised for his work as co-star and director of Good Night and Good Luck. It is about the famous American journalist Edward R. Murrow. In the movie, he bravely fights with the government during Joseph McCarthy's witch hunt in the 1950s. Like Syriana, it also shows the dark side of the government. Wow, so why do you think George Clooney keeps making these movies about the dark side of the government?
Well, we talked before about him feeling guilty about the money that he was making and how good his life was. So maybe he's trying to make that right by pursuing his social conscience, making movies that explain things or causes that he believes in. In this case, that there should be more freedom to discuss these things.
Definitely. Well, I'm willing to praise him for that. And if you praise someone, basically you're saying, oh, you're so good, you're so wonderful, what you've done is amazing. So maybe, I don't know, if Mike wrote a really good paper for school, his teacher could say, Mike, your paper was so great. Thank you so much for writing it. And that's praise.
That's right, but this praise is about his work as a co-star and director in this movie. Now, a lot of people believed in the subject of this movie and the cause of this movie because it is about the famous American journalist, and a journalist, of course, is like a reporter, somebody who writes the news. So a journalist called Edward R. Murrow.
Edward R. Murrow is really famous in America for writing those kinds of stories that people really need to know. He didn't write stories about actors or movies or celebrities. He wrote stories about the government and things that were going on in politics, and he often tried really hard to make things really interesting and stir things up.
That's right. We find out that he bravely fight with the government. Now, of course, it takes a lot of bravery, a lot of courage to fight against the government. And particularly, it took a lot of bravery to do this during Joseph McCarthy's witch hunt in the 1950s. Now, Joseph McCarthy was a senator. He was an American politician. And they talk about the witch hunt in the 1950s. Now, a witch hunt literally means they're hunting for witches. It's what happened in the old days when maybe if people are getting sick, they think that someone in the village is a witch, is using magic, and so they'll maybe try to find the person, and usually, or pretty much always, the person is innocent, because I don't think there's any such thing as witches, but what that means is that kind of a hunt, but it takes on a different meaning in this context.
Basically, they mean they're not looking for witches, they were looking for communists. In the 1950s, the U.S. and Russia were kind of in a little bit of a fight, and Joseph McCarthy went around asking everyone if they were communists, even people who weren't. So people were kind of scared. That was this movie Good Night and Good Luck, and we're comparing it to Syriana, which also shows the dark side of the government. Okay, let's hear some Chinese explanations now of the first paragraph.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 到了2005年的时候呢 ,Clooney was praised for, 后面接上因为什么而被称赞 ,be praised for his work, 他的工作。哪一方面的工作呢？这里提到的 as 后面有两个身份，一个是 co-star, 另外一个就是 director。不仅参加这部电影 Good Night and Good Luck 的演出，此外他还是这部电影的导演。下面那句话的主词 it 呢，就指的是这部电影。这部电影呢，它的内容是有关于 the famous American journalist Edward R. Murrow。那么这一个新闻记者呢 ，he bravely fight with the government。to fight with 这个动词片语就是与某人抗争，跟什么人奋战。他奋战的对象呢是美国的政府。那么时间呢是 during Joseph McCarthy's witch hunt in the 1950s， 也就是在1950年代那个时候。Joseph McCarthy 呢，他是美国共和党的一个参议员。这个参议员呢，他是极端反共的，所以这里的 witch hunt 原来字面上的意思指的是搜捕女巫，这里呢是搜捕当时的一些 communists， 也就是共产党员。communists 它的拼法是 C-O-M-M-U-N-I-S-T， 后面加上 s 的话变成复数。因为 Joseph McCarthy 呢非常极端反共，所以用他的这个姓后面加上 ism， 就是 M-C-C-A-R-T-H-Y-I-S-M， 就变成了极端反共运动主义。最后一句话的 like Syriana 呢是一个介系词片语，它形容句子的主词 it 呢就指的是这部电影 Good Night and Good Luck， 说明这部电影呢跟 Syriana 一样，它同样呢 shows the dark side of the government。
Let's take a short break and when we come back more George Clooney。Oh, English for you listeners, I think I'm falling more in love with George Clooney as this article goes on, so let's read the second paragraph now. The social awareness of Clooney's movie roles is mirrored in his own personality. He is active in charity work. He helped put on a concert for heroes for the victims of 9/11.When Hurricane Katrina struck, Clooney used his fame to help others. Recently, along with his father, he has been urging the world to give aid to Darfur's 2 million refugees.
Wow, we're finding out that this actor, George Clooney, really does a lot to help other people, does a lot to help people who are less fortunate, less well off than he is. And right up at the top, we find out that he has a lot of social awareness. What that means is if somebody has awareness of something, it means they know about things, they know what's going on. So social awareness means he's rich, but he's not walking through life with his eyes covered and just enjoying his money. He's trying to help others. He's aware of that other people are having problems in society, and he's trying to help them out.
And he's trying really hard. And also, his movie roles are mirrored into his own personality. So, the kinds of movie roles that George Clooney wants to take, it's like looking at a mirror. Instead of just seeing a character, he wants to see part of himself in the characters he plays. And he sees different parts of their personality.And your personality is just all those things about you that make you you. Like maybe if I was describing Mike's personality, I would say adventurous, a little wild, and really funny.
Wow, that's a really good way to describe me. That's my personality in a nutshell. So, we find out that Clooney is also active in charity work. So maybe that's part of his personality, is to want to help others. Because charity work is work that helps other people. Like, for example, maybe if you go to a homeless shelter and help feed the homeless, Or you can go and bring some blankets down there. Charity work is anything to help people who are less fortunate, less well-off, and in need of assistance.
Yeah, charity is just basically doing something nice for somebody else. You can do it through an organization like the Concert for Heroes, like George Clooney did here, or you can just give a dollar to a person on the street. The Concert for Heroes, though, was made for the victims of 9/11, and basically, a victim is just somebody who was affected by something else. So, maybe if I'm walking down the street and somebody takes my purse, I am the victim of theft. Somebody stole something from me, so I am a victim. In this case, we're talking about the victims of September 11th, that horrible terrorist attack in the United States. And George Clooney said, hey, these people need my help. I'm going to help them.
Wow, he really does have a good soul to try and help these people out. And we find out that it didn't stop at 9/11 because when Hurricane Katrina struck, and of course, maybe you remember Hurricane Katrina was this big storm that affected the city of New Orleans in America and left millions of people homeless. When Hurricane Katrina struck, Clooney used his fame to help others. So he took his fame, the fact that he's famous, and he used it to try and help other people, to try and do charity work to help these people out.
It's a good thing to do because when you're famous, people want to hear what you have to say. And it's good that you take that chance to say something important. You don't just say, hey, go see my new movie, Good Night and Good Luck. You say, okay, there was a terrible hurricane. Let's help these people.
That's right. It shows that he has awareness. And he did all these things along with his father. So George Clooney and his father were urging the world to give aid to Darfur's 2 million refugees. Now, this is also a very serious problem. And because it's such a serious problem, he's urging the world. He's trying to convince people. He's telling people, you have to do this. That's what we mean when we say urging. And he's urging the world to give aid. And aid is basically means money. Places like Darfur, places where there are terrible things, they need money, they need cash. And so that cash is called aid when it's given by rich people or richer countries.
Hey Mike, do you know if it's just cash, if you're just giving money, or can you also give like medical supplies or food? Can that be aid as well?
That's right, there's all different kinds of aid. You can give food aid or medical supplies. Basically, food, medical supplies, and cash are the most common, but you can also give, for example, military aid. If a country is in chaos and there's no government, you can send arms to help secure the country. Anything like that can be considered aid.
But he doesn't only care about the country that he came from. He also basically cares about Africa, too. The country in Africa, Sudan, has this area called Darfur, and there's 2 million refugees. And a refugee is basically somebody who, for some reason, can't stay there anymore. They have a problem. Maybe they have no home or some other issue. So George Clooney cares about people all over the world, and he's using his money and his fame to help others. And I think that's amazing. Well, you know what else is amazing? Daphne, when she gives her Chinese explanations.
The social awareness of Clooney's movie rose. 这是句子的主词。Social awareness 呢，指的是社会认知，说明他对社会是有关怀的。Awareness 后面的介系词片语说明这种 social awareness 虽然是他电影当中角色所表现出来的，同样的这个 social awareness 呢 is mirrored in his own personality。Be mirrored in 就是在什么当中也反映出来。Mirror 呢，当名词来用，指的是镜子。这里是当动词来用，像镜子一样会反射出来，在他的人格特质上呢，也反映出来。He's active in charity work. Charity work 呢，就指的是一些慈善事业，在这方面他很活跃。此外 ，He helped put on a concert for heroes.Help 后面用的是动词原形，这里是个动词片语 put on， 意思就是演出，他协助这场音乐会的演出。那么这个音乐会后面有一个介系词 for， 所连接的片语告诉我们音乐会的目的呢，是为了911的灾民。不光是911而已 ，When Hurricane Katrina struck， Clooney used his fame to help others. 他用他的名声 ,fame 呢是一个名词用法来帮助别人。别人看到他有名都去帮助的话，他就能够呼召更多的人来协助救灾工作。Recently, along with his father, along with 这个介系词片语就是跟什么什么一起，跟他的父亲一起呢 ,urging the world. 后面的不定词片语表示目的 ,to give aid to the first 2 million refugees. Urge 当动词来用，意思就是呼吁，呼吁全世界要 give aid. Aid 在这里是一个名词用法， aid 也可以当动词来用，就是援助。这里是当名词来用，给予援助，后面的介系词用 to， 给 Darfur 呢，也就是非洲苏丹的一个区域，给予这个地方200万难民，像是什么样的东西呢？比方说食物啊，金钱啊，甚至于一些 medical care， 也就是医疗照顾啊等等。
Well, that second paragraph really sealed the deal for me. It really made me realize how cool George Clooney is, and I can't wait to see how we're going to end today's article, so let's read it now. Rather than do it for money, Clooney now does movies because he believes in them. At 44,He is one of Hollywood's most talented actors. His advice is, don't wake up at 70 years old sighing over what you should have tried. Just do it. Be willing to fail, and at least you gave it a shot. Oh, George, you're so amazing. You're such a positive person, helping others. Oh, it's so wonderful.
Oh, gosh, Siobhan, I don't know if I can handle being in here with you anymore. I think you should just run off and try your best to find George Clooney.
Yeah, maybe I can go and hit him over the head and drag him all the way to Taiwan and make him marry me.
Well, if that's your attitude, maybe you should stay here, because we've got a lot to talk about George Clooney.
Well, it starts out, rather than do it for money, Clooney now does movies because he believes in them. This is what we've been talking about since the second day with the movie Syriana. He decided, okay, I'm not going to make this movie just because they're going to pay me a lot of money. I'm going to make it because I believe in it. I care about the story, and I care about the person's personality.
That's right. It was a cause he really believed in, showing the dark side of the U.S. government. So he decided to do the movie because he believed in it. Now, today, at 44, which is his age, he is one of Hollywood's most talented actors. So he's one of the best actors in Hollywood. Certainly one of the most famous. I'm sure you think he's one of the best looking.
Definitely. His talent is amazing. When I see him act, sometimes I forget that it's just a movie. I think he's a real person.
Well, he is in real life a person, and he gives some very personal, very interesting advice to all of you out there. George Clooney's advice is, don't wake up at 70 years old sighing over what you should have tried. And of course, to sigh means to go like, just kind of like that. When you're upset, maybe not sort of so upset that you're crying, but a little bit upset about something, maybe you'll sigh. Or you can also sigh because you really love someone. Like I remember when I came into the studio today, Siobhan was staring at that picture of George Clooney and just going, oh, George Clooney. It's a similar kind of thing. Any kind of emotion can make you sigh. So he's telling you, don't wake up at 70 years old and sigh.
Well, it's strange because I know that when people get older, you start to look back on your life. And one of the things you'll say is, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. And nobody wants to feel that way. So George Clooney says, just do it. Don't let anything stop you. Be willing to fail, and at least you gave it a shot. If you are always scared that you're going to fail, that you're not going to do a good job, then are you going to do anything at all?
Of course not. So he's telling us that we should try things. Don't be afraid of failure. Don't think about failure, because it's better to try and fail than to not try at all.
Well, at least you gave it a shot. And when we say you gave it a shot, it's sort of a slang expression. I'm sure it's related to sports of some kind. It just means, did you try? Did you give it a shot? So maybe I'd say, oh, Mike, there's this new job that I really want to work at. Do you think I should go try out?
I would say, sure, give it a shot, but don't quit this job because I don't think I could do it without you.
Oh, thank you. It's just something really encouraging that you can say to make someone feel really good and to make someone really positive. Okay, let's hear some Chinese explanations now of the third paragraph.
最后一段一开始呢，我们看到 rather than 后面呢要接原形动词 rather than 这个片语的意思呢，就是与其怎么样 rather than do it for money。It 呢就指的是下面那句话里头所提到的拍电影，他拍电影呢。与其说为了赚钱 Clooney now does movies because he believes in them. 他现在拍电影呢是因为他相信电影，也就是相信电影可能会带来的一些功效。At 44, he's one of Hollywood's most talented actors. Talented 呢是一个形容词，有天分的。名词呢就是 talent, T-A-L-E-N-T。他是好莱坞最有天分的演员之一。那么他给大家的建议呢就是下面引号里所说的话。Don't wake up at 70 years old. Sign over what you should have tried. 那么这里后面这个分词呢是修饰句子的主词，可是这里因为是第二人称的 you， 所以呢省略掉了。不要70岁有一天呢醒来的时候呢 sign over something， 就是因为什么事情而叹息。这里你叹息的内容就是 what you should have tried。 should 后面加上现在完成事实，表示呢过去该做但是实际上呢没有做的事情，你所叹息的是啊，你那个时候呢应该试试看的，应该努力一下的，可是因为以前没做，所以现在惋惜，可是也来不及了，所以不要发生这样的事情。 Just do it, be willing to fail， 不仅要做，也就是呢 don't let anything stop you。 此外呢 don't be afraid of failure，And at least you gave it a shot. 至少你尝试过，这样才不会有遗憾。
Oh, George, I'll miss you so much, but good thing I can just turn on the TV or rent a movie with you in it. Okay, we're not quite through with you yet, but we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, a little bit more Clooney.
Hello, all you George Clooney fans out there. We're talking about this wonderful, handsome, charming actor, George Clooney, and we're finding out that, as well as being a successful actor, he also has a strong social conscience, because he was praised for his work in Good Night and Good Luck, a film which exposed the dark side of the U.S. government with the evil work of Senator Joseph McCarthy.We also talked about how he did a lot of work to help other people. He put on a concert for the people that died in 9/11, as well as other disasters in America and disasters in Africa. So, rather than do it for money, instead of just trying to get as much money as he can, like so many people do, Clooney decided to do movies because he believed in what the movies were saying. He thinks thatIt's best to do movies that follow a good message. So he tells you that you should try to follow your dreams instead of waking up when you're old and wishing you had done more with your life.
Oh, George, you're so smart and funny and handsome and amazing and wonderful and talented.
Siobhan, we gotta keep going.
Okay, let's read the last part of today's article again.In 2005, Clooney was praised for his work as co-star and director of Good Night and Good Luck. It is about the famous American journalist Edward R. Murrow. In the movie, he bravely fights with the government during Joseph McCarthy's witch hunt in the 1950s. Like Syriana, it also shows the dark side of the government. The social awareness of Clooney's movie roles is mirrored in his own personality. He is active in charity work. He helped put on a concert for heroes for the victims of 9/11. When Hurricane Katrina struck, Clooney used his fame to help others. Recently, along with his father, he has been urging the world to give aid to Darfur's 2 million refugees. Rather than do it for money, Clooney now does movies because he believes in them. At 44, he is one of Hollywood's most talented actors. His advice is, don't wake up at 70 years old sighing over what you should have tried. Just do it. Be willing to fail, and at least you gave it a shot. Well, listeners, to help you understand these words a little bit better, here's today's vocabulary.
Be praised for. The athlete was praised in the newspaper for his gold medal performance.
Personality. George has many friends because his personality is so easygoing.
Charity. Paul sent money to a charity organization to help the poor.
Victim. The Red Cross helps victims of disasters.
Urge. Scott urged his mom to let him play basketball with his friends.
Aid. Our city gave $1 million in aid to the earthquake victims.
All right, boys and girls, now it's time to listen to our sentence for you, and the word for today is give it a shot.
Hey, Mike, I'm always scared to try new things.
Skydiving is fun. Give it a shot.
I don't know if you'll ever convince me to skydive. I'm too scared. Well, maybe if George Clooney held my hand the whole time.
Well, I could always bring a picture of George Clooney along. Maybe that would make things better for you.
Okay. Well, listeners, it's been a fantastic 3 days. The name of the article was Clooney's Journey, and I really feel like we took a journey through George Clooney's life, his movies, his works, and thank goodness we didn't talk about his love life.
That's right. I didn't want you to get too jealous there.
All right, listeners, it's been a fun 3 days, and hopefully you'll join us again on English for You. Until then, my name's Siobhan.
And I'm Mike.
See you next time.